Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. Great to have you with us on this Friday. We get ready for the weekend, and we get ready for all of that snow, possibly Sunday night into Monday. But you stay tuned to the local television for all the details on that. Rick Moore will join us in just a moment. He'll have the update from the Cape Ann area, scanning some of the newspapers in Essex County. We got the Daily Item, and they've got some very colorful pictures on their front page today from some of the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And they also have a story up there on the Tedeschi Food Marts, the from Bridget Turcotte. The Tedeschi Food Shops is the center of a neighborhood complaint over the trash and security with police and the Board of Selectmen. The police department has conducted a site review of the store to determine appropriate safety measures to be taken at the Lincoln Avenue store. And the board has requested that the police department make a recommendation to the store owners to install new lighting, fencing, and security cameras at the rear of the building. So anyways, people are talking about that in the town of Saugus today. And again, that's just one of the stories on the North Shore. The Porthole Restaurant in Lynn, one of the great landmarks, restaurant landmarks on the North Shore, had their big St. Patrick's Day celebration yesterday. So I'm sure that was a lot of fun in Lynn. So in the Salem News today, one of the front page stories in the Salem News today has the city of Peabody saying no to the GIC. That's the state run or the collaborative state health insurance program that many cities and towns are a part of in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And Peabody, generally what districts did or cities did and towns did that have signed on to the GIC over the last several years is that there was a cost saving measure to sign in with that program. But Peabody found that Blue Cross and Blue Shield came back to them and said, no, we can do this for a lower or a lesser price. And so Peabody will leave the GIC and go to Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm not sure who they were originally, but anyways, they're leaving. GIC, what they do is offer a number of different plans, health plans that you can choose from. But now City of Peabody and apparently all the unions have said, yep, thumbs up, we're good to go on this, good idea. And we're ready to move back or move to Blue Cross Blue Shield. So that's the latest news from the city of Peabody. We on our website below, we have a couple of things. Congressman Seth Moulton is on the North Shore today. So the congressman has a schedule of visits that he is making today and tomorrow. We have that all posted. So if you're interested in checking out the congressman visiting the North Shore, boom, boom, boom. All the dates and times are right there on this post. And feel free to go back to it, check it out. So we do have the Congressman Moulton there. We have two videos up on the website, two very funny videos on the website. First of all, Seth Meyers from a program this week as he discusses the brokered Republican convention or the possible brokered Republican convention. We have that for you. And we also have David Allen. Now, David Allen, I was, excuse me, sometimes I peruse the British newspapers and there's one British newspaper once in a while I go to on the web from time to time to get the latest U.S. news as well as the British news. And David Allen passed away this past week, and he was a big celebrity in Britain. And I guess he was an Irishman. But anyway, there's a funny bit that we have from him, and you got to watch it. It's a short. I think it's like 2.5 minutes long, but I think you'll like it. It's just old British humor. And it's a pretty funny bit. So that's David Allen on the website as well. And let us not forget, let's continue on with our news coverage here on the North Shore. We can also we also love to have you follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports. And also, you can, what can you do? You can email us at our email address, which is MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports. And Rick, let me check in with you up in the Cape Ann area to find out what's happening in the news in that region. Rick?
All right, Bill, thanks. You remember when Al Needham used to say hopscotching the region for more news? I don't know what that meant, hopscotching the region. But anyway, just taking a look around at Cape Ann, a couple of things. You've heard about, you remember about the controversy on the back shore in Gloucester where a developer wanted to develop some housing units on the rocks where there are no houses and it would impede the view, of course, for a lot of people. Well, apparently, according to Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times, a group of residents has been fighting development of that four-lot subdivision, and they've now secured a purchase and sale agreement to acquire and preserve the properties now owned by Cheryl Soons. So according to the Times, Barbara Silberman, representing the group Save Our Shores, said Thursday afternoon that its members had firmed up an agreement with Soons, who owns the property, to acquire the Oceanside properties from 166 to 178 Atlantic Road. And, of course, reaction is very positive among the residents and the mayor in Gloucester. Apparently, the outfit that will be buying the property has to come up with $100,000 or thereabouts. Another thing to take a look at is, as you mentioned, I think it was yesterday, Bill, town meetings will be coming up. And in Rockport, town clerk Pat Brown has reported that there will be two contested races for the upcoming town election. That will be on May 3rd. Incumbent select woman Eliza Lucas will face Donald Campbell Jr. again for a new three-year term on the board. And newcomers Michael Josephson and Jonathan Ring will be competing for a single five-year seat on the Board of Commissioners for the Rockport Housing Authority. Then finally, Bill, I think one other thing to take a look at in the Gloucester Times, Sean Horgan, who writes a lot about the waterfront, about the fishing industry, has a story about the cleanup that's going on in Gloucester Harbor near the Harbor Master's Station. Apparently there was a business there earlier, you know, probably a decade or so or even more ago, where the stuff was leaking into the harbor, and so National Grid has had to clean that up, and apparently they're ahead of schedule. It's a $30 million cleanup of decades-old contaminants along the Harbor Loop stretch of Gloucester Harbor. The target date is May of 2017, and a spokesperson for National Grid is saying that the work is ahead of schedule, and apparently the cleanup will be done by this fall, so it's good news there. And I think that's about it. Good luck to Seth Moulton on his trip to Cuba with the president that's coming up, and I'm sure that's been discussed. Okay, Bill?
All right, Rick, thank you very much, and I hope your brackets are going well. You hear that this time of year. Hope your brackets are going well. Hey, how are your brackets doing? Well, I didn't even bother. I did not even bother. Can't say I watched a ton of college basketball, but this is a great time of year for college basketball. It is also a fantastic time of year for several high school teams that are still left in the tournament. St. John's Prep Hockey, St. Mary's Hockey, St. Mary's Boys Basketball, and the Bishop Fenwick Girls Basketball. So we wish all four of those teams the best of luck this weekend as their play continues. State championship game Sunday for St. Mary's Boys Hockey, and Saturday for Bishop Fenwick Girls Basketball and also for the St. Mary's Boys Basketball team. So best of luck to all of those teams this weekend. And spring sports practices start on Monday, and as we discussed yesterday on North Shore Today, also so arrives the snow, so to speak, as they're forecasting at this point anyways for Sunday night into Monday morning. Well, have a great weekend, everybody, and do check back with us on the website for the latest news and sports information here on the North Shore. So with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.